Welcome to the first episode, the debut, the premiere, you know, brothers from another mother, hashtag BFA. First episode will be called Josh Strong for my man back here. We'll get into that in a minute. Brothers from another started back in 99, 2000, 2001-ish, you know, with all our parents, us being military brats, all our parents being stationed at Fort Campbell. We ended up meeting at Fort Campbell High School, and the rest is kind of like history from there. I've known these guys 20 years now, 21 years strong. I got Neil here with me, Cornelius McCall, D. Hector Rivera, and I got my man, the young Brody in the group, is Mr. Paul Wallace. So these are the bros, known them forever, love these dudes, and brothers from another kind of just, it grew legs over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months here. We've been in a group chat, kind of like reconnected, and it's been lovely. It's been beautiful to hang out with the fellas and get into some of these conversations, talking about life, religion, kids, relationships, jobs, and all that kind of stuff. And we've just been going, you know, in with some deep stuff, thought-provoking type stuff. And we were sitting there talking one time, and we just said, hey, we should get this with the people. Let's get this out there to the masses so they can feel us on this. And we're going to get a page going, a group page, so that we can address all this stuff and, you know, we'll have all this tied in together. So, like I said, this first episode, Brother from Another Mother, is coming. It's a tribute to our guy, Josh. So we're going Josh Strong, his first episode. He's another brother that we met, all of us met at Fort Campbell. I'll start with saying to know Josh Artist was to love Josh Artist. The dude was super cool. And I mean, way back Wednesday, and this being the day of the 5th year anniversary of him passing from cancer, ALK cancer, which I will tell you about in a second, we just figured it was only right to just go ahead and get this thing going, starting with Josh. So I guess these guys have made me the host, moderator, you know, the level head to try to keep everybody on track. So this first one is going to be a little long-winded because I got to get us all out there to name the brand and everything that we're doing. These are my bros. They put a lot of pressure on them when we was playing beforehand, talking about we were going to be nervous and I wasn't going to show up and all that kind of stuff. But you know, all we do is clown. So, yeah, we're going to kick it off. I'm going to give you the backstory on Josh Artist, you know, and we'll get in, get some reactions and everything, a couple of stories, and we'll check the comments as we can. You know, we're still working the kinks out of this, and I ain't going to hold the floor too much longer. So, Josh, my dude, you know, we got the Fort Campbell High back there and everything going. Josh was diagnosed with ALK, and you know, my WebMD and all you guys, don't kill me for it. I'm gonna try to give you the pronunciation of it. It's anaplastic lymphoma kinase, or short, we're gonna say ALK. He was diagnosed December 8th, 2015. Caught it to the very, very end, just like we figured he would. We knew he would before he just said he was tired and gave up on it. So sunset on our guy, April 7th, 2016. So ALK is known as a non-smoker's lung cancer. Of course, a smoker can get it, but it was a non-smoker's lung cancer. And simply put, it's a type of lung cancer in which the cancer cells have a mutation. Once they mutate, they attack your other genes and your other cells and everything, and the cancer can start to spread. The mutation in it, ALK gene fuses with another gene, and it sends signals to instructing your other side cells to divide and conquer. So basically, the cancer cells will divide and conquer and start to take over the body, especially starting in the lungs, and then you can get a spread from there. So, you know, not trying to get all WebMD on you and everything, but you know, for those of you that might have known he had cancer or known when he passed and, you know, what he was dealing with and everything, I mean, the reactions and the outpour and everything was, you know, it was just crazy. I got a quote from an article I pulled that was talking to his, when they talked to his dad, to Mike Artist, coach. Coach just said that, you know, Josh told him at that point, Josh didn't want anyone to see him in that condition that he was in. So, you know, it was, you know, Dad, I've done everything I can do here. I'm tired of fighting. He had accepted his fate, and he was ready. So I read that, and that touched me. And, like, I'm not going to hold a lot of time. I'm going to get it over to the brothers and let me know how you felt about it. Neil, we'll start with you. Like, when you heard he had cancer, did you know he had cancer? When did you find out? Was it when he passed? And then we'll just, you know, open the floor up and we'll go from there, fellas.
All right, so how's everybody doing? My bros, Hector, Paul, PK, man, I love y'all, man. All everybody that's watching, I appreciate you guys tuning in. So my last physical, I guess, conversation that I had with Josh, man, we were at, I had just came back from Iraq with as a contractor, ran into Josh and a young lady at Governor Square Mall, right at a Finish Line. And I saw him, you know, both of our eyes lit up, you know. We looked at each other and we just smiled. Of course, you know, by this time, I mean, this is, what, 2017, early 2017, maybe, you know. He towered over me, of course, you know. Gave me this big bear hug, you know. And I looked at him and I said, bro, I said, man, you done outgrew me, you know. I mean, by this time, you know, he was probably getting sick, you know, hindsight being 2020. I had no idea. You know, we talking, we catching up. You know, I gave him my phone number, address, that bro, come check me out, you know, and I'll never forget the look on the young lady's face, you know. She was looking at me sort of like, you know, like he ain't feeling too good, you know. I never asked, I never went into it. I wish I had went into it, you know, or gone into the topic, but I didn't. I went back overseas, you know, and that's when I had shortly thereafter I had got the news, you know, that he had passed, man, and it broke me down to a point, you know, sort of like a blood brother had passed, you know, or somebody that I had kept in contact with on a everyday tip, you know, which we, you know, growing up, you know, FCHS, we had, it's quite a few of our friends that passed away, you know, with, you know, Ferrante and then Josh, you know, a few other folks. Yeah, but that, you know, that tore me up, man.
It was rough. So Hector, you know, thoughts, reactions, what you got for us, bro?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I found out, it brought me back. Like, man, you always talk about shame, you know, shame pass. It brought me back to those similar emotions, but I didn't really have a relationship with Josh. You know, I'm not going to sit here and make up a story like, you know, like brothers like y'all were. But, you know, what I remember from Josh, you know, he was a man of faith, you know, real good friend, real good dude. In fact, you never heard anything bad about him. You know what I mean? You never heard nobody talk about Josh positive. You know, that was in large part to his father, you know, coach, stand-up guy. Every time, you know, Josh was around, Pop, you know, and it was always carried himself, you know, like how his father. I remember when I found out he was diagnosed, I was out, you know, just because of the Fort Campbell top. And I just let him know that just wrong, you know. You know, I reached out to a couple of friends, you know, did a prayer for him. And it was so fast. That was what was difficult. 4 months, that's not a long time. You know, and I remember counting my blessings. I used to day, you know what I mean? Wake up in the morning, smoke a black and mild, afternoon, black and mild, afternoon, black and mild, at night, black and mild, after dinner, black and mild, you know, and, you know, but like he told his dad, I I've accomplished, needed to accomplish here. You know what I mean? And I think that in life, that's how it goes. God puts you on earth for a purpose. It doesn't matter the age. Nobody knows what you're here on earth. You know, nobody knows what you're put here on earth to do. And for Josh, it was to reach out to people. I mean, look what they did for him at Clarksville. You know what I mean? They dedicated a whole center to him, you know? So I think once your job is done, then the good Lord calls you home, no matter what that looks like, you know, and we can't explain it. You know, like they always say, that young, and to me, that's because their purpose is fulfilled. They figure it out, they get it done, you know? So I you know, it brings me back, not to get too preachy, but you know what I mean? It brings me back to when God, you know, was on the cross and he told God, you know, in my arms I command thee. You know, purpose was fulfilled. So he was at ease to transition over. And that's how I felt when I read those words. That like, hey, I'm tired, I'm ready, you know, purpose fulfilled. So, you know. My thoughts on that.
I can dig it. That's real.
Oh, you just gonna look? You ain't gonna say nothing? You just gonna look
at it? Yeah, okay. I can see it. I mean, I ain't trying to maestro it. I was, you know, like.
No, you good. I was just waiting. I think the craziest thing. In hindsight was, like Hector said, it was basically just the length of time as far as, you know, it was only 4 months. And reaching out, it was like, you know, I tried to tap into him, talk to him, and, you know, just make sure, you know, he, you know, was in good spirits. And I think I mentioned that when he passed, like, he was doing stuff for us, or, like, being uplifting, like, talking to us. In a way, you know what I'm saying, where it was like, all right, you know, like, we supposed to be helping him. So that part of it was just really hard. And I think the last time I spoke to him was probably like a month before he passed, I think. Like the beginning of March, like right before my daughter was born. So I think just in retrospect, man, Pops played a huge factor because he was like, not like a drill sergeant with it, but everybody knew Pops was going to make sure he ain't go left, he ain't go right. And even if it was anybody else that was there that was going left or going right, nobody was going to step to Josh in that way because of Pops. So, you know, going through like certain things that was going on at the time when I was there, or, you know, even when I came back to Campbell, that was like a constant, you know what I'm saying? Like just seeing what Pops was doing and how active he was. And it was just like, you know, it was the most respectful thing to see, but it was also one of those like, damn, I'm kind of jealous of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not in a way of like, it was just like always just so like healthy to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, Pops was constructive. Pops was always very influential on him. And then not only that, like, Josh wanted that. And then on top of Josh wanting his way, you know, wanting things to go, you know, in a productive manner for himself, he kind of passed a lot of that energy to us. So whether it was us being in the gym, because that's, and I'll say that's one of the things I hated was a Voorhees practice and then having to guard Josh in those practices. So he was just, and I remember even when I came back to Campbell, or even, you know, when we all met up, he was like the prototype of what everybody always used as an example of just anything. It was like, you see what Josh did with this? And then, you know, student athlete, it was like, hey, Josh is starting point guard, but he's also an honor roll student. He's also this, 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 and this. Even, you know, even when he was a freshman or even when he was a sophomore, because he was a year ahead of me, it was still the example of leadership that came from him left and right. You know what I'm saying? So just to hear, you know, that he had passed was tough, man, because as competitive and as strong-minded of a person that he was, that said a lot till that last conversation of what you read, Pete, that his pop said. You know, he fought it as best as possible. And regardless of anything, he never like, you know, let his spirits be down. And if he was feeling this type of way, you know what I'm saying, he never gave that to us. Like, I'm sending him messages, you know, when I was reaching out, hey, what's going on? He like, what's up, AI? What's going on, man? How you doing? And I never even got a chance to really get from him, like, yo, I hit him up, like, yo, how you feeling today? He would respond very short and then start asking me questions, and he checking boxes with me, like, how's your family? How you doing? You know, what you got going on? You still coaching? You still hooping? You know what I'm saying? The last thing that he said to me when we spoke before he passed was, wake up with a purpose to be better than you were, you know, yesterday. So I kind of take that now, and I still have it. You know, I have that with me. Like, I got it written down in a book. I had it, you know, as a quote on, like, all of my pages at one point. So it's just, I don't know, man. It's hard to digest. So, yeah, we got to change the tone here, because I don't like where I'm going at the moment. But, you know, just think it. I'm thinking more and more about the conversations or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't have as many vivid stories as y'all do, but the ones that I do have, you know, they came later on from a more personal standpoint, and then everything else prior to that was just like all leadership. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Back to you, P. You need to
I mean, I can, you know, I can get the mood going, because, you know, Josh might get a joke going.
Hold on, Pete. Let me change the mood. I got you right here. Let me change the mood.
I got to have one on Fort Campbell. You better rep.
I'm going to do that.
AI repping big Fort Campbell out here. FCHS.
Let me do that. Now we can circulate, and we can let it come back around. We'll talk about the jersey later.
I mean, I know people that they don't be want to talk about everything. I mean, I got a million and one stories that I could share about Josh, but I mean, I won't get too long-winded. It is Josh Strong. We are celebrating him all day. I've been actually thinking about him all day. Like everybody always says, I kind of keep it PG, but it's like, yo, F cancer. Cancer sucks in all ways, shapes, and forms, man. We've had some classmates that have actually beat it, and, you know, kudos to them. But depending on which one you get and how it hits you and what research and stuff they have and the chemo and stuff that you can do, you know, it's just the way it is. But we never question what the creator has for us, you know. So, I mean, FCHS, like I said, it brought this together. Brothers from another, we got people commenting, all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, like I said, if you saw Josh, I every time I saw Josh, he had a basketball. It was one in coach's car or something. He was ready to go. So, you know, Josh played basketball, so a lot of stories are going to stem
that
from
that.
That
was his other hand, basically. He had the lefty, right, and in his other hand, it was right here on the hip.
That was automatic, bro. Like, I'm like, you know, it was wild. And so my very first interaction with Josh, and like, Josh was just a people person. Like, everybody knew Josh. He was on the traveling teams, AAU and all that kind of stuff. And just his interaction, like, he knew you and your mom, and he knew if your little brother was like messing up in science and everything. He knew people. Like, he just flat out knew people. So the first time that I actually, you know, interacted with Josh Fort Campbell, going to the gym, basketball tryouts and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I get out of seventh period. I like to be early, so I didn't even go home that day. I was just going to stay there and had all my stuff. You know, I go to the gym. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get in here, you know, get my mind right and all this kind of stuff. I just already hear a ball going. I'm like, yo, what? I mean, practice ain't till 3:15 or whatever, or, you know, tryouts or whatever, whatever, whether it was practice. Now, it would have been tryouts or whatever, because, you know, that's when I would have initially met him. But, you know, there was already shots going up. And there was three things I saw. I saw Coach Artis. He wasn't our coach at that time, but we called him Coach Artis. Coach Artis was feeding the ball, and Josh was just shot from this wing, this wing, this wing, this wing. So the first thing I saw was Coach Artis. Then I saw him passing the ball to this dude, Josh. And then I looked down and said, damn, what size shoe does Josh wear? My man had on some beach. I was like, what size shoe does my man wear? You know, so I walk up to him, whatever, and he's like, yo, what up? You Preston, right? With the, like, the stiff dab, just, they call you PK. And I was like, yeah. I was like, who is this? Like, is gym your last period? Is that why you already here getting up shots and stuff? Like, well, what's going on? So I see he said, his dad said, hey, I'm Artis, you know, Coach Artis or whatever. And then he's like, yeah, you Preston, like, you yeah, well, they call you PK. You're like, you and TK, and this, and there's the whole little thing. But when I knew me and him was going to be cool, it's because when he came with the dap, see, y'all don't know about us left-handed guys, when we have to switch the dap, and there's a whole bunch of stuff we have to dap to actually hang out and kick it with y'all. So when he came with the dap with the left, and it was the left, I was like, Denzel, I was like, my man, you know what I mean? So I knew we was going to be cool from him, just because I didn't have to switch and use the offhand, the right hand, just to get the dap or whatever. So that was my first interaction with Josh, man. And I mean, from the time practice started, and even when we made the team and all that kind of stuff, man, that young fella was a leader. And I mean, relentless, man. I've seen, you know, we'd be down 10 or 12 or something like that, and he, like, all Josh had to say was, bro, come on, we better than this. And even if we wasn't better than Kenwood at the time or Hoptown at the time, even if we wasn't, I felt like we was. So instead of getting dogged out, we actually came out with a little bit of fight and everything, man. So just his relentlessness, man, who he was, the charisma, always smiling. I mean, my man, well, yeah, it was a bad shot to catch me talking about always smiling and everything. But like I said, if you knew Josh, it was, I mean, the smile was infectious. It was just love all the way around, man. So, you know, when I heard that he actually had cancer, I shot off a text just checking him on everything. And like you said, Paul, it was short. It was like, hey, PK, I'm doing good, man. But what about you and yours? You know, ain't you in Nashville now and all that kind of stuff? And, you know, we kind of just went from there. And when, you know, when I asked how you were doing, you know, I didn't really get a straight answer. And it's understandable, it's not something that you might want to talk about. But, you know, the months went on, and I was like, yo, it's Josh. You know what I'm saying? Josh Strong. Josh going to be, if anybody going to beat him, I'm going to put all my chips in the table. I'm going to put him on that dude. So I wasn't worried about it. So I think I got on Facebook, it's social media. You know how it hits, man. Get on Facebook or whatever. And I want to say it was Sinitra that might have mentioned it. And I was just floored. I was like, man. Because it came, you know, people deal with it for years and they can, you know, go cancer free. But it's like, yo, you know, 4 months, and that was it. Now, I mean, I wasn't at the doctor's office. I don't know what they gave him, you know, how much time they gave him to live and all that kind of stuff and so on and so forth. But it just puts stuff in perspective for you, man, that in that the 29 years that he had, the impact he had in Clarksville and the surrounding areas where they were naming the tournament after him and all that kind of stuff, man. Like, he was refereeing. He had went to college, came back. He was working at the community center. I mean, the Clarksville Athletic Club, and I got a quote from the director that was up there, a guy named Nathan, and it was like, I don't think you could have met a more friendlier person. He knew nearly everybody that came into our club. He knew their names and about their families. People would come in and tell us their day was better just because he was there. He was that dude, you know? So, like I said, I thought about him a lot today. And, you know, others that have battled cancer and everything. And, you know, Josh Strong, I felt it was fitting that we come out with this episode, his 5-year anniversary, the debut. And, you know, just shine a light on him, because going to Fort Campbell, you know, your parents' PCS and all that kind of stuff, you it's actually a blessing that all of us have been together this long and have been in contact, because you kind of lose contact, especially back then when Facebook and MySpace, it wasn't real big. But, you know, he was one of our brothers that roamed those halls just like we did before he went off to Hoptown. So I felt like we were doing him right, you know, to honor him today. But initial, like I said, when I found out about it, shocked. So I texted him. And then when he passed, super shocked because of how aggressive it hit him and it came on so fast. So, but I mean, you know, like I said, we never question it. That's still my dude. I love him, man. And he was just one of them dudes, man. He's like, I like to win, is what he would say. And he won to the very end, you know what I mean? So, like his dad, there's another quote, is, you know, he said, Coach Artis said, you know, mentally and physically, you know, he was spent. But cancer couldn't touch Josh. And I really, really like it couldn't touch him. And that's real. So one of the best point guards I ever seen, man, with that left hand. So, I mean, Neil, I'll throw it to you if you just want to get into it, or if you want to pass to Hector down to Paul, or however y'all want to go. And, you know, if you got a story you want to pass, or you just want to speak on something, that, you know, it's open forum, man. Thanks for everybody tuning in, too.
A couple things, man. So, you know what, man, I almost forgot how big his foot was, man, at an early, a young age, bro, like 14, 15. He had like a grown man, 12, 13 foot, you know? And I was like, bro, like what size shoe is that, you know? And yeah, it was just funny, man. It was funny. So I remember, we was trying to hoop one day outside, man, and Josh, they lived in New Hammond, and it was raining, you know what I mean? And I think Ryan Ye was outside. It was a few cats, man. We know we was trying to figure out what we was gonna get into, you know what I mean? And I passed by, I don't know if y'all remember Quentin Williams, man. We used to call him D-Lo, you know, D-Lo.
Yeah,
D-Lo Brown, you know, so. I passed by D-Lo house, man, and so I didn't shop by pretty much everybody house. Hector, D-Lo, Ronye, you know, everybody. So I look over there and Josh garage is up, man, and he got the 64 plugged up with the TV in the garage, man, and they playing GoldenEye, right? So, you know what I mean? I'm like, all right, you know. I go in there, man, and I wear his butt out for like 2 hours straight. And he like, nah, man, you got the game at the house. You know, he giving me all these excuses, man. But that was probably, you know, everybody got a hooping story. But me wearing him out in that golden, man, was probably my best memory. Because everybody swear they was that, you know what I mean, that dude at GoldenEye until you ran into me. And I air you out, you know what I mean? And there's 1,000 excuses on why, you know, but that was funny, man. And
you're going to go to somebody else's house and beat them in their own.
Man, the
Neil was cold till he played me. Y'all was barbecue cold, chicken when y'all ran up against
him. But the thing was, you know, he didn't know that I spent every waking moment, you know, probably when I should have been hooping, right? I should have been practicing. I was airing people out on the GoldenEye, you know? That was my thing, man. It was just funny thinking about it, you know? I got 1,000 more. I let somebody else, you know, y'all take it, man.
I remember I hated watching y'all play basketball. Y'all suck. Something crazy.
Sprinkle the hate in there. Here we go.
I'm telling you, y'all were terrible. Y'all was like 1-28 or something crazy, right? But I remember going to the games, because every game, Josh was sitting body down with that snack bag. So nasty. It kind of looked like Damn God mixed with the AI joint, but with the left, oh my God, it was so nasty. He did it every time, and it, like every time he did it with the little hezzy, somebody was on the floor. And that's the only reason I watched y'all play the Hoptown. And then he came back and played y'all, cranked y'all. It was crazy. Crazy. Man. I never forget that, because like you said, that left hand, he had it right there in the tuck. But that snatchback was so serious. It was like he did that at the crib. and watch N1 videos all day and practice at the house. That's what it looked like. His handles for that and that time were early. Nobody was really ball like that, you know, high school. You know, it was nasty. It was nasty. I'll never forget that. Somebody on the ground every time. It was crazy. I mean, y'all was still on beat, but the snatchback was worth it.
Okay. So real quick,
Nah, go for it. You got time, man.
Okay, so I saw Treacy said something that, you know, that was the highlight. That was a highlight waiting to happen also. So it's two things from Fort Campbell that I remember the most, right? Just seeing her comment just reminded me she had a 55 and a 54 point game in the same week, right? Besides that, my junior year, 03-04, when Nisha and them was all seniors, we went like 3-97 that season, right? The two games, listen, I'm dead serious. The two games that were absolutely insane were the Hoptown games. Bruh, and listen, and I lie to you not, it was the work. You could ask Kenny, you could ask Q, Wadurski. We was all like on that starting five. Why was I starting at the four? I don't know. But I saw teachers, students, parents that was supposed to be supporting like us at our school, they was at the Hoptown game cheering for Josh. Or they came to our home games to see Josh. We get smoked by like 40 points. Hoptown comes, everybody is standing room only in the gym, right? We come out after the game, all of our friends from the school still, all of our parents, teachers, all the boosters, whoever else you want to talk about, they was all over there talking to Josh and Coach Artis. I didn't know if we were supposed to be there or not. Like, he literally, like, that presence was crazy, bro. Like, it is no reason to, like, you can't compare that. Like, that dude was just naturally just a magnet for whether it was just school conversation, basketball, even having, like, you know, after we were done with, you know, hooping and all that, not really done, but, you know, we weren't all actively playing anymore. He was still giving, like, life advice, you know what I'm saying? Like, even it's wild, dog. Like, I wish I would have had more of a, like, a personal relationship to where I would have other stories, but we all kind of linked and got together through basketball anyway, so I'll always, you know, take that and appreciate it. But it's so many different things now in hindsight that I remember seeing him do. And I was like, man, I'm not doing that. And then growing up to either be a parent or even, you know, coaching, when I was coaching AAU, it was the same thing. I'm like, damn, I'm telling them the same stuff I said I wasn't going to do that I saw Josh doing. Way before anybody told him to do it, he was already doing it.
Right.
It's just like him being a creature of habit, it's like the ultimate consistency that you can have, not just as a player, but just as a person. Like, he was just thorough all the way across the board, man. So, I don't know. We might have to recap this in July for his birthday instead of just today. So,
we'll have to sort with it, man. Put it on the calendar, man. So, you know, like I said, I'm just sitting there just thinking, man. You know, my mom's always like to cook and throw down. So, I mean, Josh made it over to the house a couple of times and mom throwing down. He was like, Pete, I see why you be lagging on the court sometimes, bro. You sitting over eating, you know, meatballs and Rotel and stuff and coming to practice. And he said, but it's good, though. So I'm going to be lagging right along with you this time because I'm not going to turn it down. So, just cool, man. Respectful. I mean, like I said, we can go on and on. Buddy was cool. just that, that's just it. Like a solid dude all around, like you said, in the books, in the hallway, on the court. On the court, he was a monster, though. The tenacity that that man played with, the determination, man. I've seen some dudes go at him, you know, coach would say something, then his dad would be like, Josh, go get him. And then it was over with. I've seen him take a dude out of the game. One dude said something like, yo, because Josh had some ears, too, them feet and them ears. Josh had some ears, and dude was like, yo, I bet you he hearing our plays, coach, or something to that effect. He said that. Yeah. In the huddle. I was like, Josh, you heard him? He was like, oh, don't worry about it, and just proceeds. And we was at one of them places, like, you had no room to be talking like that, like Roanoke or something when they first opened up. Y'all had four people, you know what I'm saying, 4-on-5 that y'all was trying to play. But dude said it, and then, you know, Josh proceeds to just undress this dude the rest of the game, just offensively, well, not undress, let me say PG, but just goes to picking this dude apart on the offensive side. Like, Josh was waving people out of the post, taking a little man down there in the post, putting the big man moves on and all that kind of stuff. And he said, Josh said, all I can hear is the final buzzer going off, and y'all cooked, y'all done. So it was just, that was my man. So in that, I see Elijah McCall had a comment, and we'll go back through him. But Elijah McCall says, I have a question. Was my dad good at basketball? So for those that don't know Elijah McCall, that would be Neil's oldest?
Yeah.
Neil's oldest son. And
Elijah, your daddy's shot was broke, Elijah. It was brag.
Listen, back in them days, nobody cared about jump shots, man. The most important was cannot drop him in front of everybody, right? The handle was incredible. It still is incredible, if I can get my legs right. Man, nobody cared about jump shots, you know?
Elijah, I'm going to say he was decent. We'll just put it at that. And on Josh, I mean, he was okay. You know what I mean? So he couldn't hold me, though. You know, that was stuff Josh said, you know. So, but yeah, Josh Strong, man, it was, that was just the homie, you know. So that's all I really got on. Like I said, we got stories and we could go for hours and hours. So, fellas, my question to you, to the bros, you know, so that being emotional, and we've all lost somebody, or, you know, we deal with emotions on a daily basis and everything. You know, after talking about the Josh Strong and, you know, how you felt and where you were, and, you know, like that invokes. And as we're talking about it, you know, we said let's lighten the mood or whatever. So, you know, the emotional, not just with Josh and everything, your emotions, if you want to go on a daily basis or not when you lost a loved one or whatever, like, what are you doing to keep your emotions in check? Do you talk about it? Do you write? Do you journal? You know, let's segue and get another little segment in here. We ain't gonna run too long. We're gonna make them come back for some more. So, but like emotionally, you know, and we'll start with Neil and just go around the room. You know, all of us are married on the panel. So, like, how do you deal with the emotions? Or is it still a struggle? I mean, you and Hector, I ain't putting y'all business out. You and Hector being vets, I know you probably saw some things, I'm assuming, or whatever. You know, so I ain't gonna hold it. You know, we'll go around. Let me know what you do, or you know what is you do. What would you like to do? Are you still struggling with them? I think we all are, you know, at points in times. But Neil, you on, man? Let me know.
Well, I mean, shoot, man. I had to, outside of, you know, talking to my wife, right? So I think it's paramount, man, that a man connects with another man, right? Situationally, as far as needing that kinship, you know, that fellowship. So I started, you know, I reach out to a few people, you know, us, right? A couple of my brother, you know, my wife, parents, you know, and I make it it's sort of like a daily routine, you know, and I push all these emotions onto these people, onto you guys, you know, and I expect feedback, you know what I mean? And we dialogue And occasionally, you know, PK Bell, we've went down rabbit holes, man, and forgot where that, you know.
Where we even started.
Well, actually, all you know, all of us have. We talk about different things, man, and we get to a point where, you know, each of our conversations amongst the four of us has never been the same, you know, because I don't communicate with you guys about the same topics. But you know, that's what I do to deal with that, you know what I mean? Because you know, stress is a killer, man. You know, we getting older out here, man, you know what I mean? You know, and it's not healthy, man, to have that stuff weighing in on you, you know. That's what I do, you know, and I'm hoping that it affects somebody, you know, at some point, you know what I mean, during their day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for me, the way I deal with my emotions is, number one is I pray about everything. You know what I mean? Any decision I gotta make, any thoughts that I have, any conversations that I feel I need to have, I always pray about it. You know, just to give me that sense of calm. You know, always calming when you're talking to the Most High. But secondly, man, my wife, man, y'all done put her on my page. She don't play about Hector, you know what I mean? She may know when to get a haircut, she on my ass daily. You know what I mean? She brings out the best in me all the time, and she's always, you know, women's intuition. She always knows when something bothers me. So, you know, that's my go-to, man. I talk to her daily. We hash things out. And then to my kids, man, you know, I got 48 of them, so I got to FaceTime them all different. But not, you know what I mean?
Let me take my shoes off and count.
Apple got this thing, man, that you can FaceTime 48 people at once. You know what I mean? So I do the group chat with my oldest boy every day. I call him every day. You know what I mean? I make sure I talk to him. And my daughter, you know, and then little man in Louisiana, I talk to him every day, you know, and then I got the baby. So, you know, I lean on my, it sounds crazy, they don't know because they're kids, but I lean on my kids a lot. You know what I mean? I lean on my wife a whole lot. And, you know, I lean on God. Other than that, I don't really discuss my emotions. Amongst us, we'll get back and start talking and whatnot, and we'll go crazy. But, you know, for the most part, I try to deal with things as they come. I try not to let it fester and build into something more serious. So if something comes up, I just deal with it and then keep it moving. You know what I mean? Just get those devils out the way real quick. So mental health wise, 98, man. Nobody's perfect, but I feel good, you know? Feel good.
Yeah, the prayers and, you know, just, you know, trying to make sure you pray as often as possible and just keeping that strong foundation, you know, having, you know, all of us having families, of course, being married, having children and everything. P, you got kids. I don't care what you say. Kayla counts.
Legacy.
Kayla.
So don't even act like you don't understand what we talking about here. So whatever. But yeah, besides that, man, just kind of circling back to
that's it.
hey, if other people can do it, then why not, right?
Right.
But just circling back to just everything in regards to Josh, man, it kind of came back to me a little differently with my sister. My sister's been, well, she was diagnosed with breast cancer in February of 2019. So seeing that process and from a family standpoint, kind of observing the roller coaster of here and then it's here and then you know, I'll see her and she looks perfectly fine. And she's in good spirits. And then I don't hear from her for like a couple of weeks because she's just going through it. And, you know, just not being able to be there, or usually, you know, just as the older sibling or whatever, I'm the oldest, but, you know, having a younger sister, it's like any problem you have, it's like you trying to jump in front of that, like with the quickness. It don't matter. Like, you're not going to mess with my sister. So it's been very difficult for me mentally, because all I can do, not saying all I can do as in just praying and just being supportive and checking on her, you know what I'm saying? But it's still like, I literally can't physically do anything. Like, I can't beat somebody up for messing with my sister, or my sister don't feel good. I can't go to the store and go get her something to cheer her up type thing. So that part weighs on me a lot, and trying to talk to my wife about that, you know, just a lot of the, you know, people here that know me and also know my sister too, you know, like that part is real hard. So trying to manage that and, you know, everything else that we deal with day to day as men, trying to, you know, provide for the household, and just everything got to come through us first, basically. So it's a lot, man.
You speak for yourself, bro, because I call my wife corporate. Everything run through corporate, bro. I don't make no major decisions up in here.
Man, I just got beat up for that.
Today. I can't pick the wrong. Can I get this apple juice? Nah, son, get this organic press that I'm going to make at the house.
You need to call HR on her for that. Never mind, she is HR. You're done.
Whatever. Right. So, but I feel you, though. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, for all of us, man, it's always good to talk to each other, you know what I'm saying, and just – even if it's the craziest thing, like, I won't really get into it, but y'all know how Hector be sometimes. I'm just saying, like, it could be, what I say the other day, we all going this way. Hey, what the GPS say? We got to go left. Nah, bro, we making three rights. Like,
nah, we got to make a U-turn right now.
That's what I'm saying. That kind of helps us digress, but it also still gets us to where we need to be, just to get us through that day or get us through that week. And, you know, y'all being the old heads in the group.
Wow.
Hey, I gotta do it, because sometimes, you know, that conversation gets morbid. So I gotta flip it.
So you blaming that on us?
Man.
You blaming the bombs on us.
But buddy been like that, man. And like I said, as this thing starts to progress, I'm trying to, you know, figure out what we're going to do. I think we'll do like Cornelius's corner. And, you know, you shoot your questions off to him. We got Paul's wall, I guess. You can post some stuff on his Facebook, even call it a wall or something, you know, get his segment going. PK's Q&A. And, you know, I'll do something. We'll figure it out as it's going along. And then we're going to get to – we can either go with Hayden Hector, or we can go at last name Rivera's rants and just give him his 5 minutes to go mad rapper, because he's going to do it anyway. And I've been reminding him all week as we've been ramping up to this, like, hey, you know, we on Facebook and you stay in Facebook jail. So don't bring us down as accomplices. You know, keep your stuff PG, keep it real light. And we save that offline when you just go wild or something. We'll give you an opportunity at some point in time, you know.
Snitch. It's just gonna be, hey, me and my three bros, and then he gonna tag us, and we don't give a fuck about nobody up here. Like, that's what it's gonna be. He just gonna take us.
somebody get PK a pen and pad, man. He looked like he ready to write a hot 16 real quick.
Die line.
Man, so emotions, you know. Paul, was you done, bro?
Yeah. It's crazy.
You finish,
man,
or you done?
I'm done, man. Y'all trying to make me cry up here. I ain't got time for that.
Nah, you drive strong, man. Ain't no crying out here, man. That's that weak stuff. Now, however, emotionally, if you need to cry, then you can cry if you need to. So emotions and dealing with all that stuff, as me and Neil say, when we get into something, he brought up compartmentalizing things. And then I said, we have to unpack those things at some point in time. So when we talk back and forth, you know, we'll unpack this or we'll unpack that. And a lot of this I've learned from my wife, you know, her being a wellness and a fitness professional, and she's in heavy into the yoga and the meditation and the affirmations and you know, writing out your, you know, everything that you want and having that positive outlook and all that kind of stuff. She has helped me. I've always expressed emotions, always been a clown, and I, you know, I get serious when I need to, and laugh and pray, and I do all of that stuff. Like you say, you send your prayers up, right hand to the big man, let him know what's on your mind, and if you're going to pray, then why worry? If you're going to worry, then don't pray. So, you know, that takes care of that part. And I tell Neil every morning, I have a creed. I need to get some shirts pressed up because I'm going to start my day with, you know, take a knee and thank the man. Like Lil Wayne say, take a piss, wash your hands, take a knee. But I start every conversation with him in the morning as, today is a great day to have a great day. And I start with that. So my emotions are already set on, or I guess on 10 or on 100, they're going to be high emotions and not a bunch of mix, however you want to look at it. But I start the day literally saying, today is a great day to have a great day. And it's going to go from there. So no matter, I've already set the tone. So no matter what happens the rest of the day, I'm still going to have a great day. And when I get home, I'm going to, you know, if I'm at work, working from home, and I'll be doing all that stuff right now. When I get home, I'm going to lay it heavy on her. I've talked to y'all during the day. I'm going to lay it on her. We're going to air it out. And we're going to move on. But you can't leave that stuff just packed up. You can't compartmentalize and never deal with it, because that's how issues and stuff arise. So a lot of prayer, a lot of meditation, especially when I'm going to her yoga classes and everything. She does guided meditation and breathing. And it's just crazy how she can say, we'll sit here and take a couple of deep breaths to get yourself together, be able to talk through something, whether you're happy, sad, or whatever. You know, to have somebody, whether it be a significant other or somebody that you can actually talk to, a therapist, whatever it's going to be, if you got to write it down, you journal at night. We both have a pad on the side of the bed. It's for me every day is something random. 5 things that I was thankful for today, 5 things I want to accomplish tomorrow, what I want. You know, it's just you got to do something with it. You got to have a channel or an outlet to keep those mentals clear. You know, keep your emotions in check, not let them get the best of you. But I just challenge everybody watching and listening, everything like that. I'm telling you, man, just start next. 2 things, though. And I've talked with Erica McCray, Erica Plants, about this. And I say, you know, and I told Neil, let's go 24 hours without complaining about anything. Just 24 hours. Just, you know. And before you go start that 24 hours, just start with, today is a great day to have a great day. Go 24 hours without complaining about something. That parking spot, the gas prices, the kids got all the toys on the floor. So what, man? Just go 24 hours without, you know, complaining about something. And tell yourself when you start the day, for real, try it for a little bit.
You ain't never said on a great day. Or stepped on no toy. That's what the problem. That's why you said that.
Well, you're not a Hot Wheels joint,
bro.
You ain't never sat on a unicorn in the couch, bro. I don't want to talk about it.
Lego. Step on the corner of the jump.
What?
So that's you know, that's just how we deal with the emotions. A fellow, I think we like at an hour, you know, I don't like to put a time constraint on when we are fellowshipping with the brothers and everything. I think the first episode was fantastic. I'll leave the floor open. Y'all want to talk about something? What do you want to see more of for y'all and, you know, the people in the comments, you know, topics y'all want to provide for us, you know, y'all's thoughts, closing arguments or statements or whatever y'all have, and we'll wrap it up. And you know, y'all keep the process going, Cornelius.
Quick or no?
Oh, go ahead. Oh yeah, go with the comments. My fault. Okay, yeah, scroll through and let me know.
I'm just looking. I see Ryan up here, Kobe. I see Marcus. Who else we got up here? Kia's up here, and. What's up, Nish?
Smoke, his sister on here.
Yeah, I saw Marcus Martin, Smoke. I mean, Markel Thorne is in there.
Markel was going to be Smoke to me.
Yeah. Chris McMurray, I used to stay night and drive here, watch basketball, his pops, and ran track. They won state that year. Cam, Killer Cam said he definitely was, bro. Is my favorite point guard, a leader, period, on and off the court. I mean, we in here, man. So Tracy Wade, I love that. Wake up with a purpose to be better than you were yesterday. Yeah. Fantastic.
Literally just as, like, from the time he said it, I, like, went back to the message, wrote it down, and literally just rewriting it that one time. Like, I've just remembered it, like, ever since then. And it's, like, that's, like, the one thing, just holding on to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got something different that they can hold on to. And it's more of a memory of something that they may have seen him do or something that they may have done with him together. You know what I'm saying? But his is just, you know, just a few short words. And it's just something, you know, that you can say as powerful as just words, man, that can go as far as just helping, you know, one person or just a bunch of people, kids, whatever. So he was just like, you know, just the universal presence that just constantly gave to people, man. That's the best, you know, the best way to put that.
I love it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, real quick, men, and this is for men. Don't be scared to reach out to your boys, man, and tell them your problems. You know what I mean? Women aren't the only ones that go through things. Women aren't the only ones that got emotions. You know what I mean? Men go through a lot, and we harbor a lot of emotions. From experience, it is best to get it out. So reach out and get it out.
Yo, heck, hey, Ryan said, hey, man, he said, I'm glad y'all on there. Do y'all want to do any feature lives? I would love to get on there and fire up all the cat that's liable to come up, especially for Pop Hector.
I saw that. That's what Jenna just said.
Man, that's all the smoke, man.
We gotta get the group going with the admin, like I said.
Yeah, we do. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, there's so many topics, man. It really, you know, not to put a rein on this positive vibe. You know, I want to talk about this George Floyd stuff. You know, it's so much stuff I want to talk about.
Can we wait till we get to that date in particular?
It's burning me up.
We got it, man. Like I said, we got some more brothers from another. We ain't going nowhere. We gonna be here. We gonna get a group page going, to admin page, so that we can, you know, it can all be one spot. We wanted to get this out because it was fitting for, you know, the anniversary and stuff like that. But as we get this thing cracking where it notifies and all of our people go live at one time, or if somebody knows how to do it, you know, leave a comment or something and walk us through. But as we get this thing built, we just trying to see if we're going weekly, bi-weekly, whatever it's going to be. You might have two of us just hop on and give you something, and the other two, you know, have a comment, or they send a little blur. I don't know. We don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to go.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
So, Neil, hold it. We're going to unpack that, you know, when the time comes, brother. We're going to give you Cornelius's corner,
man.
You know, and we're going to let you right get in.
Don't move, you know? Right here.
It is, man. It is. So, you know, yeah. PK, man, you know, you the moderator, bro. You know, this is your show, fam. You know
but
what
he
I mean?
Whatever, do it, whatever. Look how it turned out. He ain't want to do it.
I support you.
No. See, that's the thing. Y'all been giving me that. So everybody like, yo, P, this your world.
Why I got to be? We just telling you the truth. You want us to lie
about it? Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all having all that faith in the brother and everything like that. So I'll do what I got to do. Make sure this thing keeps going. But hashtag BFA, you know, brothers from another mother, yes, you know. Yeah, so like I said, anybody's comments or whatever, you know, topics y'all want us to get into, you know, go ahead and drop those. Any suggestions, anything we can work on? I know I'm a darker skinned fella, so I went and grabbed my wife's ring light trying to get my lighting together as the sky started to fall. So we're gonna work through some stuff. So I'm already looking at Amazon for a little microphone and all that kind of stuff. So we're gonna work through all of that stuff, man. It ain't going nowhere. We're gonna be here. We're gonna get the topics. It'll be fresh, hot content, mess around, have a YouTube and stuff. Don't play with it.
And also, make sure next time we do this, make sure your barber don't skip town on you and do no grimy stuff at the last minute. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I just want to
I just wanted to put that out there. I didn't even see Hector. I didn't even see Hector on there when I said that. I was just saying. I just wanted to put that out there.
Hey, man, check me out. Check me out. I told P, in my defense, I told P, come Sunday, I got you because I leave Monday. He going to tell me I ain't want to bother you on Easter.
Okay. But all y'all on this panel, we can go down the rabbit hole, so I'm going to cut it. All us on this panel.
If I told you to come through, it's because the wife gave the okay.
Understood. But you and I both know, what's the only day that's off limits when you mess with me and Jen?
Oh, yeah, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. You
okay,
right.
Then. So that was it.
I could have gave Jen.
Yo, we're going to find us another Puerto Rican, man.
You know, so it's, you know, I be calling you risky on the slot because I don't know if I'm going to get a cut or not. You know, it's kind of risky. You know, it's touch and go. But, you know, like, look. Not to get all off topic and everything like that. Like I said, brothers from another, we do got some stuff coming. Like I said, we're going to have couple stuff, equality, balance in life and kids, sports, politics, even religion and stuff. We're going to probably start getting into all that kind of stuff. So I want you guys, you know, to be, you know, engaged with us, stay with us as we get everything rolling. We'll have the updates and all that kind of stuff. We appreciate all the feedback and the interaction today. We'll take some time and unpack the comments. But for real, leave some comments, suggestions, topics y'all want us to get into. You know, we'll see when we can cut in some people with some lies, or we can have some people on there. We got some couple segments that we already working on. It's been I think it's been very successful for the debut premiere, you know, on here with my brothers. And like I said, and I mean it, you know, to no end, man, I love y'all. You know, I pray for you guys. I want you guys to continue to do great things. All my people, I want everybody to do great things, do big things. And when I say I love you, I mean that, you know, fellas. So that's all. I'm not saying anything else. I'm going to let y'all give the partings, and we're going to end it and post it or whatever.
I'm good, man. I love y'all, too, man. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Yeah, that's my piece.
Yeah, peace and blessings to everybody, man. Wealth and health. That's it. Praying for all of that for everybody.
I love it.
Yeah, that's it, man. And I got to take this jersey off because I'm itching. I ain't wore this in 18 years. I got to
go, man. I don't even wear it.
Brothers from another, man. Logging out, man.
Far from last loss.
Yo, two things. So I think when I end this, it's going to say subscribe or, you know, like or something like that. Make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. And I got to plug the wife right quick. So she's in the middle of this this competition, the Yoga Warrior. She's going to drop it in my comments. Y'all get those free daily votes in, man, so she can get that 10K and get featured in that magazine. Yes, sir. We need those votes. We've been sitting at number one this whole ride. They threw a couple extra rounds in us, so it's going to go to April 29th. But if y'all get them daily votes, man, we'll be right there at the end. I would be remiss if I did not do that, and I mentioned that. So she'll drop it on my page. We'll continue to share it. Just vote daily. It's free. And, brothers, I love y'all, and I'm going to end it right there.
Cool. Peace.